Canceled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I am Jack!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Fandomosia is canceled.
Hello, and welcome back to another at-home, no-guest, pretty drunk episode of the Canceled Podcast.
We have, I mean, technically we have a guest, but today Lila is Hunter.
So basically, that's a weird analogy.
Wait,
but
you like literally just misgendered me.
Oh, shut up.
So today we are back with another episode of Canceled. And as you guys know, Hunter is on tour. So Brooke and I have been holding like at home in our head full auditions for who can help us co-host Canceled while Hunter is gone. And today we have brought in the one, the only. She might piss you off. You might fall in love with her. Maybe a little bit of both. Lila Gibney.
I am eager to see like what side it is, because like the last few weeks I've been like, oh my God, Lila is my favorite friend ever. She's so sweet and wholesome. But then sometimes I'm like, oh my God, this woman.
I know. I've been on your good side. I'm like, when's the switch?
You really have. It's you. You're the switch.
No, but I think I'm on her bad side. She like keeps cussing me out for eating her snacks.
No.
I'm, like, I'm sorry.
No, she's been in a silly grumpy mood.
Well, no, I think Brooke likes you so much lately because I'm on her bad side completely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because then when she's back on your good side, she'll hate my guys.
She can't like us both. No, it's way too fucking much.
No, it's impossible.
Sure. Yeah, no, 100%. We actually could not stop fighting in New York.
Scary. Like, there were a few moments in New York where I like looked around to see if like the cameras, like any music, like I was like, is this real?
We kept fighting over a $5 brown Morphe lip liner.
It wasn't that. It's that she just wanted violence every single waking second. I would be like, oh my God, Tana, good morning. And she'd be like, I fucking hate you.
Good morning. At what time?
7 p.m.
She woke up.
You guys were really trying in New York to wake me earlier. But
Tana goes, let's do the ferry at 3 p.m.
Every day we're like, yeah, I bet you want to.
Three days in a row.
I never made it on the ferry.
Tickets and everything.
I never made it on the ferry, not once. You guys were trying. New York is bad for me, though, because it's like out till 6 a.m. You know what I mean?
Or 7 or 8.
I will give you that. She really enjoys the nightlife in New York, but it was disappointing. Anytime we wanted to have fun during the day, we just had to count Tana out. And it's endearing, like, haha, like, oh, she sleeps all day. But it's like at a certain point, it's like, no, like,
it's like sad. Like, it's like, wait, where's our friend?
We miss you.
I'm such a night owl. I don't know if it's like the Vegas in me. But
I'm like, but then she would wake up and then she'd beat my ass.
Brooke and I in New York, I want to credit this too to the fact that we went to Dallas together.
Yeah, we honestly spent, and it was honestly really good for us because I talked about this.
Y'all
I think that
like
it taught us that I don't think that we could live together, because she and I went to Dallas. We came home for like a day and then we went straight to New York for a full like what, 7-8 days.
And Brooke was kind of like held captive for New York.
Yeah, she didn't even
that was going to be my time. I was like going to take a second to like really take a breather.
Tana goes, no.
And I was like, I don't want to drink for a while. Like, I don't really like, I just don't feel like myself. Like, I need a second. And Tana calls me. She goes, hey, like, you're so beautiful. Just booked your flight. Gotta go.
That did happen. I did drag
her
there.
Worst things have happened. I'm really grateful.
I mean, I think that it taught me a lot about our friendship. I think the beautiful thing about mine and Brooke's friendship is like Lila and I, we resonate with each other because we're both like absolute manic fucking psychopaths.
Psycho.
Like we could do anything crazy together. We don't care. But Brooke and I are very yin to each other's yang. Uh-huh. And that's a beautiful thing to have someone, you know, like I make her a little more crazy and, you know, less on edge, like go with the flow. Like who cares?
I'm very on edge.
And Brooke's very like planned and like timing.
It's
like
me with Mario.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I'm like so whack and crazy. He's like, I have work at 5 a.m.
Yeah, he and I are very similar. We're like the same sign.
Yeah.
But we're like very, we think logically and we always think about like, okay, well, this is why we shouldn't do that.
And we
and
think
you we don't never think that way.
Our brains don't work.
We literally don't fucking think. So I think that after like 2 weeks of Brooke and I together, the yin and yang no longer becomes like beautiful yin and yang. It's like we are so fucking different. Like, you know what I mean? And we need to miss each other. I think our friendship
to work
properly.
I would pay to see you two in Dallas though. Like, just you two. Like, I want to see it.
I think we've already talked about Dallas kind of on the podcast, haven't we? Dallas Tana was next level. I literally loved Dallas Tana. She was like not
Brooke's,
herself.
Didn't you say she woke you up?
I'm not kidding. She, first of all, Paige and Kyla weren't there, and Tana depends heavily on Paige and Kyla. Like, and true. Heavily is an understatement.
No, can't breathe, can't eat,
cannot type on her own, literally. And
they're my mommies.
So I was already like a little apprehensive. I'm like, okay, am I about to be Paige and Kyla right now on this trip? And Tana surprised me so much in the best way. She was literally like, every morning woke up at like 9 a.m. I would, Impossible. We slept in the same bed. I would wake up and she would be up already.
I have this like, weird what? Thing where it's like, and this probably does make me sound like a piece of shit. We all know they love Brooke. I'm going to get canceled in the comments. It's fine, canceled. But when I'm not with my assistants, I realize like you have to be a person. You cannot inconvenience everyone around you. You have to actually be responsible for your own life. And I become this person that's like, weirdly sufficient.
You mean functional? Just like a regular functional person?
Literally that.
Did you get your own bags?
Yes.
Don't lie.
Yes.
I swear to God,
she got her own bags. In fact, she was the one navigating us around the airport to find them. We had to get on a shuttle to go get our bags. We had to get on a shuttle. We got on the wrong shuttle. We had to come all the way back. I've never seen anything like it. Every day, the first day she woke up and she goes, I think I should work out. I go, what?
It's different Tanas.
It's literally, there's like seven of them.
And we had the best time. Like the whole trip, I was literally just like, it's almost too good to be true. I cannot believe this person is real. The last day, she sat me down and prepped me. Before she went out, she goes, listen, I'm going out to drink tonight and you're going to have to wake me up tomorrow. And she goes, it's no easy task.
She goes, I sleep in REM like so crazy. Scary.
She told me, she was like, it's no easy task. You're going to have a really hard time. She goes, even when you think of giving up, don't. She goes, I'm not kidding. She was
so
like,
motivational.
She was like, I don't care if you have to beat my ass, like get me out of bed, whatever. And I'm prepping myself. I set like 10 alarms. I'm like, you're right. Cause our flight was at like 6 a.m. the next day.
What I was trying to say, to be fair, was just that like, I don't wake up easily. Like you can't be like, get up, sweetie. You have to just be like, get up.
Yeah. She said, I'm going to give resistance. Don't care. Wake me up. And so I was prepping myself for it. I'm like, okay, like I'm going to figure this one out. And she literally at 5 a.m., I'm not kidding. She taps me and she goes, Brooke, she goes, do you need me to pack your suitcase? I changed our flight to earlier. We're going now.
I think that was a dream. I think that was
said,
a dream.
She said, do you need me to pack your suitcase? I said, there's no way. There's no way that this is real. Like,
well, because I knew if I mean, I got back from the club at like 5:30 a.m. We were all with Mads all night. She's a psychopath. I knew that if I like went to bed at 5:30, the way that Brooke would have to wake me would like traumatize our friendship forever. You'd be angry at me.
End your friendship.
No, fully. Like, she would have been angry at me for weeks. So I just got back and I was like, fuck it. I'm switching the flight to 7 a.m. and I'm just going to wake her and like not piss her off. But I think that I gave you that as a gift because little did you know, in New York, I would be back to having two assistants.
And you know what? I came back and I was raving about her. I was like, oh my God, this side of Tana I saw, I've never seen anything
really
like it.
You really were.
And I was like, I really feel differently about her. Like, she really like surprised me this trip. I was so proud of you. And then New York, I was
and
like,
two assistants again, demon time till 8 a.m. back to like piece of shit.
It'd be like 9 p.m. in New York. We're all out. Tana would text us, hi, where are you guys? Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
It's 3 a.m.
Like, Dallas fully went out the window after New York. But New York was still.
It's all about balance, though. I like to see your multiple personalities.
There's a lot
of them. I think we should write them all down.
Should we name them all?
I think so. I'm not kidding. I can think of
which
like five.
One's Tana, though. I need to know.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I love this game.
That's my bit. I love this
so
game.
So I want, the reason why we actually have Lila on the podcast today is because there's a lot of things that happen in New York that I want to like super delve into. Like that's our thing on here is kind of talking about life, obviously.
Of course.
So you were there for a lot of it and very funny. And I
New
think
York
it'll
was
be
a
fun.
Movie.
But before we talk about New York, Lila just landed back here approximately
like a few hours ago.
A couple hours ago.
From Vegas.
Where were you last night?
I was in Vegas with a daddy.
So Lila, I mean, I want to eventually do a Lila episode where
are we using daddy as a verb? I don't feel like the regular public will understand exactly.
So Lila likes sugar daddies a lot. You inspire me to like sugar
definition
daddies.
Definition of sugar daddy, somebody that pays you for your time and like being hot.
Okay. And daddying means like you, it's a verb.
Daddying means like going to lunch, going to dinner, going to Vegas on a jet. Like so annoying.
Her job is so hard. She really clocks in for that
really
9 to 5.
So clock out.
I just want to say it right now, Lila. You hopped on a plane last night at like 8
9,
p.m.
Yeah, 8, yeah. 9 p.m.
Yeah, we had plans. I call her. I go, I'm on my way to your apartment.
She
and she goes,
so
no, babe,
mad.
I'm on a jet. I'm on a jet.
Do you know when she like gets really upset?
She's like, no, because
so
she's a
what
planner.
What am I supposed to do if you're not getting on the jet? And I'm like, no. I'm on the way to the private airport right now. I'm getting on the jet.
That's our problem. She's a planner. We're not. So yeah, yes. You went out last night to like Tessa Brooks's launch party. Zach Bia was DJing somewhere. I don't fucking know. You were going to come, but then last minute, a daddy
he
reached out to
me
you.
At like 5, 6 p.m. He's like, I'm in Vegas. Can I send my plane? I'm like, duh. Can I bring a friend? He's like, if they're hot, of course. And I was like, okay, hot. So I text my friend. He sends the jet. He's like, it'll be there in like an hour and a half. Go to this address. It's called Millionaire.
We love Millionaire.
We love Millionaire. Get on the plane. He's in Vegas.
Yeah, like Millionaire.
Right over my
the
head.
The pilot. Like, but the jet
the
is
The pilot and this other hot guy are there like with Chick-fil-A. So much alcohol, so much tequila, so much candy. You know, I have a sweet tooth. I'm like a sweet veneer. And we get on, just me and my friends. Like, we get so drunk. Land in Vegas. He's sleeping. So at this time, it's 9:30. We're like, wait, he fell asleep? Like, what? Didn't answer us until 11. We're just, like, getting drunk at the bar. And then finally, he woke up, got so drunk in Vegas, 8 a.m. this morning. We're like,
she made $7,000.
It's true.
That's what I want to talk about.
And you didn't touch him.
I swear on God, on literally everything, on all of our lives, didn't touch him.
Didn't kiss him, this man.
Hugged him.
Hugged this man, and he paid her $7,000 to hop on his jet, go to Vegas,
order so much room service, drink all his 1942, smoke all his backwoods, and then literally wake him up this morning because I slept in a different room. And I go, the pilot's texting me, like, when can we go? Like, when's the jet? And he's like, whenever you want. I'm like, perfect. Like, eating this French toast and we're flooring it. Call the bourbon.
$7,000. Your friend made five, too. So 12 grand total, first of all.
Why wasn't I the friend?
I asked Lila this morning and she looked at me and said, do a fucking brand deal. Do white plus.
Love you so much, dildo. But you don't need $7,000. I really need $7,000. You should have
came. It would have been amazing.
But so I just you didn't invite me. In fact, we already had plans and you bailed.
In fact, we had a few.
Lila never invites me to daddy because she thinks I can just do my brand deals, but I would rather
you
be daddy.
Literally don't wake up. Two, you don't text me back. Three, do a fucking brand deal.
I'm like, yes, hold her account. She's like, God. I can only hold myself accountable.
This man is also the CEO of like one of the bigger companies in the world. I'm not going to say one, but I mean like at all.
It's insane because usually like I've just had so many inconvenient, annoying daddies that I literally want to crash their cars. And so for this one to literally two messages, just be like, can I send my plane? I was like, perfect.
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, while we continue to talk about Lila's life, this podcast comes with a lot of disclaimers and preemptive apologies. I don't want to talk about the daddying world like it's all that easy.
We don't want to glamorize that because it's never easy.
I don't want to recommend it. I don't want to like, I'll talk about it because it's funny and iconic. But
I've been in
so many unsafe situations that I would never want to encourage somebody to do, like go work at Subway.
Yeah, and we tell Lila every day, like, I can't wait for the day that you don't do this.
Not Lila telling the public to go work at Subway when she just made $7,000 to get on a jet.
It's not usually that easy. And there have been a lot of situations where you're like, I need to stop doing this. And we tell you all the time, like, I wish you didn't.
Like, so many just like awful, like daddies are insane.
We don't. Don't always wish she's doing
six
it.
Yeah, we joke about it, but it's not.
We don't always wish that you're doing it. We just know that no matter what.
I hate a disclaimer.
No, but we always. Well, but we know that you're gonna do it no matter what. So it's like, okay, like we're gonna like you're the one
and
person.
People like message.
So we
every
celebrate
day.
The good experiences.
Hundreds of messages being like, "What's the website? What dad?" And I'm like, "No, babe, you're like, don't do that. You're too fragile."
Yeah, you're also a very resilient, like, psychopath. Yeah. Like, you'll cuss someone out back, no questions asked. Not that that still makes it okay. She was trying to fly to, like, Reno, Nevada last week, and I was like, do not
Tana
go
was
there.
Like, you're literally going to get stuffed with drugs and, like, cut open and thrown in a ditch. I was like, perfect. At least I hope I get 5K.
See, like, that's the problem there. I mean, like, I think she should weigh out each situation.
And
I'm down
still
to get
texting
on.
Me and literally to go to New York. So this man from Reno booked me first class flight Delta, told him no American, I'd rather walk.
I hate and this story. She's such a kind.
He literally, we like talk for a week. He's so like, he's like, cute. He like has a bunch of veneers. He's like, come lay out, I'll get you spa days, whatever. I'm like, perfect. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. He books my first class flight. So it was like $600 to Reno since it was first class. And then I'm like, oh, wait, plane tickets to New York are like only 300, 400 economy.
She switches the Reno flight.
The day before.
This man booked her flight to Reno.
Absolutely.
And she just switches
unethical.
The destination to New York and goes, thank you so much for the flight to New York. Like whatever the fuck
and
he said.
Like, and then I just told him I had like an insane family issue. Like made up this literal pathological like Tana lie. On why I had to change the flight to JFK.
We told her this is wrong, but that is how she got to New York.
I didn't know that. There's certain stories that you don't tell me, and that's one of those stories that you don't tell me. Some of the bad, like really awful things that they do, I don't want to know.
Not they.
Oh.
They. They, them.
Okay pronouns.
Right. No, whatever.
No. I mean, but we've definitely all been with a guy with hairy balls, you know?
It's the worst.
Cannot say I relate.
Oh,
you think every balls that have ever been in your mouth are like fully trimmed and cute?
Fire.
Well, I'm never gonna like hook up with a guy who has a bush and he like gets in your nose and you, it's like you're
damn. I'd be sucking hairy balls.
Honestly, I don't. It's not like something that really bothers me, but
ew, like when it's on your tongue.
I feel like we've veered way too far off track now.
Right. I mean, like I eat the ass. 4.0. Imagine a hairy asshole. Okay, I'm moving on. That was like too much. It's fine.
Manscaped 4.0 is ready.
Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology.
We don't want an accident.
This new sexy trimmer includes a multifunction on and off switch that can engage a travel lock and also gives your man the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. His balls will thank you.
Oh, perfect.
The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. Big balls, small balls, Manscaped, gotcha.
All balls, welcome.
You know what they say, trimming the bushes makes the tree look taller.
I have heard them say that.
Who says that?
So today, canceled listeners can get 20% off and free shipping when they use code TANA at manscaped.com. That's code T-A-N-A at manscaped.com. Ladies, this is the perfect gift for you and your man. And trust me, he will thank you. Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring this podcast. Yeah, now you guys know a little more about Lila. I think it's very funny that Hunter's on tour. And Hunter's like, obviously.
We saw him in New York.
He's our most wholesome friend. So we're
barely.
I'm like, wait. Oh, we are mad at him. We do need to talk about that. But I'm saying on the podcast.
For sure.
On the podcast, Hunter's like our most wholesome friend. So replacing the first co-host with Lila is the very least wholesome person I know.
I've honestly like gotten more wholesome. Am
I
wrong?
You know what? You have like, same way Tana has like 7 personalities. No, you are like. Lila was like brought up in a very wholesome way, like Golden Retrievers, Lake House, Iowa, like family. And I feel like you are actually like really wholesome, but it's really funny because you have this whole like persona that's like not that.
It's crazy because I like don't remember that life. And then I think about it, I'm like, wait, oh my God, somebody raised me. Well, actually, like,
two happily married individuals, like, regular parents.
How did that go?
No, I think that's obviously like we're talking about a lot of the persona, but that's why we love you because you do have a soul beneath that and you're a good person as well. But we love to see the.
And I've known Brooke and Tana, I've known Brooke and Tana since like, boy.
Sleeping on the kitchen floor, working at McDonald's, stealing all your groceries.
Night shift, like literally stealing all my groceries, stealing my outfits from Goodwill.
But I resonate a lot with that because I mean,
I couldn't afford the $3.
I used to steal from Goodwill when I couldn't afford like a $3 shirt. I stole from a lot of other places because if you're going to steal, you might as well.
And I would like go and like steal the water. Like I couldn't, like I would steal water bottles from Goodwill.
No, in Vegas, ask Amari, he's back there. When we couldn't get groceries, we'd go into a store called Food for Less and we couldn't get groceries and we wanted all this shit. Amari's off camera, like, yeah. And
in
Vegas, a lot of stores have no chase policies. I'm sure you know about that.
Oh, perfect.
If you're stealing from a store.
I'm pretty sure like Sephora has that. I'm like
they can't chase you out. Like if you're out of the store, like you just get. So when we couldn't afford groceries, we'd just fill a cart, run out. They couldn't chase you and you'd have to.
Oh, my mom did that. That's how my mom went to prison one of the times. She was.
How many times did she go?
Like 3.
Oh, okay.
That's actually your mom was in prison 3 times.
I think so, but one of them was like an organized crime scheme. That was the one that put her on the news. You guys, I got a text and someone goes, like, hey, like, I think this is your mom. And it was literally Schofield in a straight jacket on the news. And I'm like, I have the photo. I literally could pull it up. But she.
Throw it on the screen.
But what she was doing is her and like a bunch of other people had this whole situation where they were going into like Best Buy, buying like 4 huge flat screen TVs, walking out with the receipt, and then they'd go back in with the same receipt and walk out with like 25 more flat screens, and I don't know how they were getting away with it, but I mean, she didn't.
Brooke tells me every single day that if I ever met her mom, she would steal from me.
Well, she can't help it.
Dude, it's 100%.
She's over like $30, and it's suddenly
my
in her
mom
bag.
Is just no. She wouldn't steal. I don't think she would steal from a person. She would steal from like businesses, big businesses, like a Walmart, but she wouldn't steal from like an individual. I'm like, she's a good person. Angels.
Yeah, I Tana's angels.
No,
I definitely. That's why we all kind of bond is because we grew up in some sketchy environments. Your family was more wholesome. I think your environment caused more trauma for you.
But like I was the sketchy part. Like the literal like half a blunt a week I would smoke. My mom would smell it for days and like literally like put me on the stake.
But that's aww. So surprising that you still came out like us because I feel like we came out so
wait
like,
what
I'm came saying out like what I like you like we're all like you know like what's the word? Like, you're hearing this podcast. Like, well, Vanessa, man, like, we're crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We come like that.
My sister's so wholesome, so it's, like, weird.
We come like that from our trauma, but you kind of, like, created your own trauma.
I just got bored and started doing it, like, myself.
Yeah, you were, like, bye, Iowa, and then you moved to L.A. And
fully,
like,
bitch.
Fully. But from the moment I met Lila, I was still, like, good heart, even though she's crazy. Kind of like us. Our trauma all just brings us together.
Psycho.
I don't even know. I was just in Vegas for the past 12 hours as well, which was...
We both had, like, daytime, night Vegas moments.
No, I'm ridiculous. I slept till 5 p.m. on Sunday. We got back from New York.
I think yours was quicker than mine.
And I'm like, so you had an early morning?
You know, fully. I woke up early at 5 p.m. And then I was like, I want to go to Vegas and see Billy. So we got on, like, the literal next flight to go see Billy. And then we got there and I had a meeting. I had the biggest fucking meeting with my lawyers.
Literally the last day of this 3-day festival. You woke up at literally 5 or 6 p.m.
Festival had been happening all day in Vegas.
So 7 p.m. comes around. They call me and she's in a bikini top, nipples out. She's like, going to LAX.
I'm like, walked through LAX with, like, my nipples
showing. And I knew. I go, she's going to miss this meeting. You didn't.
But yeah, so I mean, I had to make it back to L.A., which I did by the last minute.
You did. And I'm really proud of you for making it, honest to God.
Vegas was cool. I mean, I saw Billy. I wish you were there. Happier Than Ever Live was crazy.
That you were there literally with not only not Brooke, but, like, that I wasn't there either.
I know. I really, like, just sent it alone.
Like,
I mean,
Chris and
I
was there and we were
Chris
like, Chris Miles is everywhere, baby.
Chris Miles is everywhere. We linked in, but I mean, I keep seeing TikToks of Billy performing Happier Than Ever there, and all the comments like, I wish I was there, and I'm so fucking happy.
No, what I'm, like, telling you right now is that it's not okay that you went without me, and I'm really
heartbroken. How did you have, like, a normal, like, standing, like, were you in the front?
No, I got a little VIP mom. So
originally we were talking about, I don't know what we were talking about, Hunter, but we had started on a conversation about Hunter and we got so far off track.
Okay, so that's
the
actually
most wholesome guest.
No, but that's the perfect segue right now because I want to begin talking about our New York trip. That is why Lila's here. And I think we should start off by the fact that Hunter
is a snake.
Hunter, we love you to death. Like, we always want you on this podcast, but you are gone and we are going to talk shit about you today. What's wrong with him?
Hates us. Literally hates
us.
He
was the worst.
I don't even
in
know
New
where
York.
To start, honestly.
So he just, like, literally despises us. He wants
so,
us
I mean, first of all, we were supposed to shoot a podcast in New York, and then I was already
Whose fault is that?
That one wasn't Hunter.
Well, no. Maybe I just want to place blame. I was in a really bad mood that day. It was causing, my bad mood was definitely the starting point.
She was Tantrum Tana that day.
No, Tantrum Tana. I was just in a bad mood. Brooke, I appreciate the fact that when I'm in a bad mood, Brooke will still call me out, like, shut the fuck up, you cunt. But obviously when I'm in such a bad mood, I'm just like, ugh. Like,
I'm like, roll the tape. She's on the ground, like, bleh.
I was going to say, podcast sitting on the floor, literally drooling with her tongue out.
Drooling. Fully. And I was sober at this point. I was just hungover. I was annoyed with life. Whatever. Hunter shows up to shoot this podcast. We were all supposed to shoot in New York.
He was irreparably blacked out.
Like,
honestly,
blacked out of his
so
mind.
So drunk, I've never seen him like that way.
Like, he was supposed to do the ad reads for the past podcast, and he was trying to read them, and it was like, this is sponsored by Buffy. Like, he couldn't do it. They got turned down.
He was speaking Rubik's Cube.
Literally speaking Rubik's Cube.
Speaking, like, Tana in the paparazzi video.
Oh my God. Everyone loves to reference that paparazzi.
I think I should start watching it once a day.
Jose Canseco.
They're referencing the night of 24 Karat Golden's birthday party. There is a video of me leaving Catch. It is the most blacked out I've been in 2 years.
Look it up. It's literally,
like, what do you think,
cinematic
genius. Like, I love Josie Canseco and her dad.
No, fully. They asked me, what do you think of Jose Canseco? And Josie's, like, my good friend. I guess in my blacked out mind, I thought they were saying Josie. And I was like, I love
my
him. I love him. He's my best friend. Never met Jose Canseco once.
They go, what do you think about Addison and Bryce breaking up? She goes, I'm so happy for them.
I go, I hate them. I love people. That's what everyone says to make fun of me whenever they make fun of that moment. They go, I hate them. I love people. I hate people.
It reminded me a lot of that one Paris or, like, Britney or somebody paparazzi video where they're like, I hate her. She's a cunt. And then they're like, wait, what did you say? She's like, I love her. She's my friend.
No, fully. It is a very Lindsay Lohan moment. I regret it with everything in me. I can't take it off the internet. It's never going away.
No, Fletcher will never remove.
It's exciting.
He's still paying rent.
That's how drunk Hunter was, though. And then we tried to shoot the podcast. It didn't work. But then we were all supposed... So here's the thing, Hunter. This is why we're mad at you. It's all out of love. Hunter is about to be, like we said, on tour for months and months and months. And this was kind of our, like... Last
hurrah.
Moment.
That was, like, kind of how she sold it on me too. It was like, okay, you're coming to New York, but don't worry, Hunter's gonna be there. And everyone knows if Hunter's there, I'll go. So I went.
That's how you bribe Brooke at this point. She won't get out of bed unless it's for Hunter.
I'm not kidding. Well, but he's like my sense of normalcy in this like very abnormal group.
Right.
And yeah. So I was excited. I was like, okay, then if Hunter's there, I can go. And then Hunter was not there.
No, and then we get there. We don't see Hunter barely. He shows up blacked out. But then we plan a dinner at Tao that's very much centered around our friend group. And it's like our friend group's going. It's like very much like table
a dinner for nine.
Yes. And so
this is one of me and this is the start of me and Tana's big fight.
Is it? Yeah. I thought it was over the brown lip liner sooner.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, well,
tell it how you remember it.
Here's the thing. So the dinner was originally for nine, and then Hunter texts. Well, first of all, we're asking him to go blacked out at the podcast. Right. We might fight right now. Who knows? It's okay. They'll enjoy it.
No, guys, we're asking him to go.
Don't think our fighting is. We're always gonna get along. We just have a very sisterly. Don't get uncomfortable. It's okay. This isn't the Harry Podcast 3.0. We promise.
Plan this dinner. It's supposed to be for nine people, and it's supposed to be for our friend group. It was like literally the people who were staying in our house plus Hunter and his friend Eeksha.
And so we planned for nine people, and then last minute, Hunter's just being that friend that's not confirming. He's like, yeah, I guess I'll go, like, maybe, like, yeah, I don't
he's
know.
Like, I'll probably be there.
He, like, kind of pulled a U, Tana. Like, you know how you literally invite literally anybody you see on the street to every single thing?
Fully.
He literally came with, like, the whole tour bus
so
of
it's,
people.
Yeah, it's a dinner for nine. He texts us last minute saying, can you get a few more people in?
We're a few, like, he said.
Yeah,
we say no.
But we called the restaurant. We try to extend the reservation to more. We can't do it. He eventually calls. He gets it to 14 people. But then we show up. He brought 14 of his own people.
He himself was for nine. So like the dinner reservation was for nine. We actually already had nine people.
Every person on the tour he's on, and then more than random stylist, the billionaire I was finessing from the last episode. We'll get into that billionaire. We have a story.
Stylist girlfriend, like literally his grandma.
Every TikToker he's ever met on this tour.
So now our reservation is suddenly for 25 people, and we have a table set up for nine.
So then Hunter sits down all of his people and then gets a separate fucking table
on
upstairs.
A different floor of the restaurant.
Like, can't even see him. I'm talking like four flights of stairs. Like, to find this man. Sits at a different table the entire time.
I'm sitting next to strangers. No idea who these people are. But
oh,
they're Hunter's
sick.
Friends. And Hunter's upstairs having a grand old time with some
finessing
fucking
the billionaire.
That he's going to be on tour with, I'm sorry, for the next couple months. I'm like, you literally are going to see these people every single day. Why? Why the fuck are you not downstairs with your friends who you...
She's sick. No, we were sick. But then it gets worse. And I don't even... I'm going to try to get into this lightly because I'm not shitting on anyone.
Me too.
I put all of the blame on
Hunter.
Yeah. I was going to say on me.
My favorite part is when we order so much and then the nine that he brought ate all of it and then it was on
and then they
bill.
Left.
Oh, yeah. No
they
one
left.
Paid. Let's talk about that really quick.
They all left.
All paid. Of the people Hunter brought did not pay. Like, I paid. Still have not gotten my money back. We've texted about it. We've been ghosted. I paid for Hunter's entire party. Thank you so much, Hunter.
Originally, Paige paid.
Yes, but that's me paying. Let's
yeah,
be real.
But like, Paige went into debt.
But Paige was sick. Paige was like, oh, no. Everyone's furious. Everyone's just like absolutely furious. Okay, I'm gonna tread lightly on this, but basically Hunter, as you know, is touring with MGK, and we originally wanted to go to the show with him, and then he told us months ago, this is so bad, sorry Hunter, I love you, but he told us he had no passes to get anyone into MGK in New York. So then I was like, okay, you have no passes, that's strange. I then find out from the billionaires that he's with, which we'll get into the billionaire as well and finessing him, and I find out he's inviting the billionaire, he's inviting other people, whatever. So then I'm asking him, he still says he has no passes. So then Cooper, Jaden's bestie, got me a pass, and then I call Hunter and I'm like, okay, I got a pass, and he's like, I don't know if those are real, I feel like no one has any pull, I don't have any pull, like blah
and
blah blah.
And Cooper's girlfriend Sab literally the night before being like, yeah, no, you guys can come with us
fully. So then I see Sab. Thanks, out Hunter. And Sab is like, there's fully a pass for you, like you guys can come. So then I see Hunter at town, I'm like, okay, so can I come, whatever, and he's like, yeah, if you have their passes, like come, whatever. And then the next day it's about to come about, Brooke and I just like,
but
it
also
wasn't
like, great, so you don't want me to come.
No, 100%. Like you told me there was no passes. I suddenly have a pass. You told me the person who got me the pass couldn't actually get me the pass. They fully could have. I'm listed. I'm ready to
go. Yeah, it was
MGK.
Just like really strange. He wanted to like make sure that we know no one has any pull.
Right.
There's whatever. No way to get a pass.
So then we end up deciding not to go last minute because there's other shit to do in New York. It's an hour away. There's like a bunch of reasons. Like it just,
right,
whatever.
I was going to say other
I was also asleep.
You
I
didn't going to wake up for the concert anyway.
I literally fully was just like, fuck it. I'm not going. Especially because it's like I love Cooper and Sab, but I wanted to go with like my bestie. I'm like,
well, I
you
was,
know.
To be clear, I was never on anyone's list. I was never invited to the show because Hunter doesn't have any pull except for the 12 people he brought to dinner.
Yeah,
he
so then we see that Hunter invited like every single person that we know, and we're sick over it, right? This is night one. MGK has two shows in New York that night, right?
And it would have been bad there. But right? Tell us about the second night.
Like the next day, at like after that big dinner okay. where everyone was fucked over, we see that he tells us, like, I have no pull, whatever. We see the next day that he invited like five people. So then the next day, this billionaire who in the past episode we talked about him, Hunter was gonna set Brooke up with this billionaire, and then like
did
I guess he liked
Dallas
me a little
with you guys?
He was in Dallas. I was trying to finesse him, but then it was very like virgin energy and like we're better as friends and like whatever, like he's chill, but I just mean like it's just like this billionaire guy.
Who decided he was a billionaire, by the way?
He does have that money, but I want to talk about the fact that if you're a billionaire, how you should never act. So the billionaire goes with Hunter to the MGK show. Brooke and I are already a little pissed because we're like, you invited all these people.
You went with Hunter.
Yes, like everyone went. And so we see that the next day after the Tao dinner that everyone went. We show up to dinner at Catch Steak the next night, invited by the billionaire.
Night.
Invited by the billionaire at Catch Steak in New York. And so we show up and I'm like, hey, Hunter, you invited every single person to the MGK show but us. Why? And he looks at me and he goes, it's because Maude Sun was there. That's why you couldn't go.
Well, shit, I love Maude Sun.
Okay, fuck you. Second of all, he never said that. Third of all, I'm a fucking stalker. I already thought Maude Sun was going to be an issue. So I saw what he was doing. He was supposed to have a show in Minnesota that night. I'm creepy. I see that he wasn't originally going to go to the MGK show. He went last minute. So it's not like Hunter ever knew that. It's like Hunter got there and saw that Maude Sun was there.
Right.
And then in his head, he was like, oh, I can tell Tana like that.
He's like, ooh, this is going to be good.
Right?
You're
right? Like,
you're so good.
I'm psycho for that, but it's
so
true.
Inspiring.
It's true. So then I was like, okay, Hunter, like that's a little strange, like whatever. And then he was like, okay, I might have passes for tomorrow. I'll let you know.
Liar.
Fully. And if Maude Sun.
No, he did have passes for tomorrow, but
no,
we'll move for us.
We'll move on to that soon. But he tells us that the next day that, you know, he'll let us know if he can get us in, whatever. So then now we're all sitting at this Catch Steak dinner. Brooke and I decide, out of the kindness in our heart, Hunter's my best friend of 7 years. I've definitely done some sketchy shit to him before. So it's not a lifelong fight. I was just a little annoyed. Shit happens, whatever. Let's enjoy this dinner. This is our last night with Hunter in New York City before he literally goes away on tour for the next year. You'd think he'd, you know, want to kick it with us, whatever. So we all hang out.
Thought wrong.
So we all hang out at Catch Steak. I'm blacking out. I blacked out. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, we're all just getting so drunk and we're with this billionaire that we've been like finessing. Everyone says he's a billionaire. I've looked at a lot of the
you
money.
You were so drunk. Honestly, I have to say this.
The Logan Paul moment. I'm just drunk as fuck. I'm FaceTiming Logan Paul loud as fuck at the entire table. He's with Olivia O'Brien. I'm freaking out because I thought
Snitch.
After. No, but everyone knows now.
I'm so scared.
I thought after the Jocelyn moment that Logan and Olivia would never be back together. So I was just at the table drunk as fuck, freaking out
She's
at
like,
the fact
and
that.
Please don't ever call again.
But the entire time, I'm still sitting with this billionaire guy. Again, to give context, if you watch the previous episodes of the podcast, it's Hunter's friend who does a lot of cryptocurrency. He's an alleged billionaire from this. Hunter set me up with him as a friend to get to know him. He ended up taking a liking to me. I took time finessing him in Dallas. Brooke was
but
originally
let's be clear. What did you
like? Because a lot of billionaires just want people around, especially when they're nerdy like that. Like they're down to just be nerdy and have you around and pay for a bunch.
And they like, want like a bunch.
And he's
of
dope. There's a lot to learn from. Like
no, he's
you know,
a great guy. Like we should emphasize that. He's a really cool guy. We actually really like him.
Super sweet. And there's a lot to learn from him about crypto. And I'm trying to get into the NFT and crypto space. So I'm like trying to learn from him. Like whatever. But I'm sitting there at the dinner. The whole time with him, like whatever. And then it gets, there's definitely an insinuation this entire time, especially for the fact that he paid for Hunter's entire town dinner the night before. Hunter got him tickets to MGK. Like there's a big insinuation that he's going to pay for this dinner. I'm just saying we had other dinner.
We just, Tana and I also got to this dinner literally 2 hours late. We got at the tail end of the dinner. I had one drink. Like everybody else had already eaten everything.
I'm just clarifying. We had other dinner plans and there was a big insinuation to A, come to this dinner because it was Hunter's last night, but B, because it was kind of like this billionaire's dinner and he would pay.
He was like, come to Catch Steak with me.
The bill comes and he goes, Tana, check this one out.
fully slaps the entire bill on me to pay. And I got there very late, like Brooke said. I got like two espresso martinis and a pasta. It's about $100.
I Venmo this man $200 for one espresso martini.
He wants and all
even,
of
I don't even got it like that.
All of us to pay like $200 a person. He's not paying anything. He's only paying for like
he goes, I have Venmo or Cash App.
And it was just, it was a very weird vibe because it was clear that the original insinuation was that he was going to pay so that everyone else, like I'm fine. I'll pay for all my friends. I'll like, you know what I mean? Or like, I'll pay for me. I'll pay for whatever. But like Ari, for example, was going to go to another dinner that was paid for. This dinner was told to him, like, you know what I mean? Like a comp dinner. It's paid for.
Taken care of.
$200 to him is like a lot. We were only there for this reason. And then it's clear he's
I was like, to
he's,
me?
He's
like,
only exactly you didn't even get $200 in food. He like wanted to
is like getting the martini. Most expensive steak. I'm like, I don't even get steak.
Well, I paid for it, babe.
And so
I
no,
paid
but
for it.
Thank God someone we paid for said because he wasn't fully. Gonna
no but like I mean like Kyla and Paige, for example, like and they I'm, both eat very light and healthy. They like Kyla got asparagus and a drink, you know, but
Kyla
then they're like
air.
But I'm saying she's very vegan, she doesn't eat a lot, so I mean to split the bill down the middle at $200 a person was very unfair because their billionaire group had been there for so long eating full meals.
Getting so many
and
drinks.
We all showed up kind of last minute, like told it was going to be paid for. You know what I mean? We ordered like a drink or two and then it was like split it down the middle. Tana, you pay, you're rich. Like, you know what I mean? Like very weird vibes. Everyone's upset. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, everyone's like, why are we going to pay $200 a person when like we didn't get anything and we were here because he was insinuating he was going to pay and like Hunter invited us and we're like already mad at Hunter and like whatever.
It came out to $200 a person approximately. So we all were supposed to Venmo. Apparently I was the only one who didn't get the don't Venmo rule. So,
but even that was unfair because it was like they all got full meals like steak, pasta, appetizer, drink.
That's the worst thing ever when people are like, let's all just split it evenly. And it's like, no, babe, I had a drink and you had a tomahawk.
Like it's just not fair. We're just like, fuck it. Let's go out. I'm drunk as fuck. Like Olivia. Oh my God. Like, I'm just like, just fucking pay it, whatever. And then after the dinner, Hunter's like, the next day, I'll see you at MGK. If I can get you in, I'll let you know, whatever. Ghosts us the next day. And then every person Hunter's ever known gets passes to MGK. And this is what hurt us. It hurt us so fucking bad. He brought all of his like ex's friends to there and they're all posting.
What?
Thank you at Hunter Moreno so much for the best night of my life and for these tickets, whatever. Every photo's of Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson was there, y'all.
Hoodoo Brooke
Pete
and I
fucking
love.
Davidson.
Hoodoo Brooke
That's
and
my
I
man.
Love.
And y'all couldn't even get a text back. Right?
From Hunter or Pete. Fuck. I was like,
heartbroken. So then we continue the rest of our New York trip. Hunter goes back on tour, but it was just a
no,
lot.
No, I was sick. Not another word from him. The last time I saw him was Catch Stick.
Well, actually, you're still so upset.
Oh, because Pete Davidson, babe.
Like, and it's not like Hunter doesn't know how much we love
livid.
Pete.
That's a lot. And to be fair, he messaged me and he goes, if it makes you feel better, I didn't have my camera. I'm like, why the fuck would that make me feel better?
What?
So now you don't even have any evidence? It's a little distasteful, like the way that we're explaining the situation, but just know that it was like, it was just awkward. Like everybody thought that
we're
he
like,
was
going
to, we
no
all went to this
touch.
Like dinner because we were like, okay, like, ooh, this is going to be nice. And then literally all of us were like,
lives it was just a lot of awkward miscommunication and Hunter was just not on his A game.
Hunter gave no fucks about us the whole entire time. And I,
you know, and he wanted to put the blame on Mod Sun, but I promise you, baby, he just did not
no,
want
he
us
just
there.
Simply didn't want us there. I never, there was no talk of me ever going to MGK. And I just thought, okay, like he doesn't have any passes, but as soon as I started seeing like people left and right, thanks.
No, we had 100 fucking passes.
Like, what the fuck? I'm like, we're supposed to be besties. Is he not our co-host? Like, I'm a little
Brooke,
confused.
Do we feel better now? Like, now that we got the
no, I'm getting it all out. I'm like, Hunter,
I'm glad it's out of your system. I really am.
I really just needed a therapy moment because it's just like, God damn, Hunter. Like, we love MGK and Pete. Like, we were listed. Like, you could have done us better, I baby wasn't. Boy. Lila, Brooke.
Yes.
There is big news from my favorite home security company.
Thank
Simply
God.
Safe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right. Simply Safe, the system that U.S. News and World Report names best home security system of 2021, just got even better.
Better?
Better. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features that you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. Simply Safe has an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, so you can keep watch over your entire home and yard. It has 1080p HD resolution with an 8x zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates to capture critical evidence.
That's important.
Game changer.
You know? It has a built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night. The camera has it all and integrates it with your SimpliSafe home security system, extending its protection to the outside region. Together, that means every door, window, and room are protected. And now your property will be too. And Brooke, as you know, we just started using SimpliSafe at home because we keep getting stalked. Lila, you probably have some issues with this.
Of course.
All the daddies, all the crazy men.
Going
sometimes,
nuts.
Sometimes people become full-blown stalkers. And you got to watch out and you got to vet them out. You got to see who's outside of your house at night. So SimpliSafe outdoor home security system can help you with that. To learn more about the exciting new SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, visit SimpliSafe.com/Tana. Even more, SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service completely free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's SimpliSafe.com/Tana. New York just, everything went wrong and it would just, shit got so hectic.
Something in the water.
Wait, are we not going to talk about the fact that literally a supporter came up to you and swung at you?
Or like, I forgot
no,
about
we're just
going to
forget the fact that you literally got assaulted.
So I don't think she was a supporter, babe.
Definitely not.
We but were. She like knew her.
Oh my god! I forgot about
that. And me and Lila were taking pictures, and someone's like, "Tana's getting beat up." We were like, "Okay, three more."
Ari runs over. He goes, "Tana, literally, somebody just swung at Tana." We go, "Hold on, I gotta go."
Dude, this was so bad. We were before a couple nights before all of this. We were at this rooftop bar in New York, and I was taking a photo with a fan, just like a normal. She was so sweet. Love her too fucking dead. I've known her for years. She came to like my tours. Like I've known her forever, and we're taking a photo, like an update glow up photo. And this girl comes up to me and grabs me by the shoulder and goes, "I don't give a fuck what you do on TikTok. You need to fucking humble yourself." And I go, "Why are you saying that?" She goes, "Taking fucking photos with your fans, you need to fucking humble yourself." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" Like, I'm sitting at this table with my friends. We're like secluded. Like, we're just doing our own thing. We're drinking alone. I'm taking a photo with one person. And she comes up and like stops the photo, grabs me and is like, "You need to fucking humble yourself." And she's like, "You're so fucking famous on TikTok. Why are you taking photos with people? It doesn't fucking matter." Like, well, and I'm like, "She asked for a photo, so I'm taking it." And then she runs away. And then all of the security around me is like, "Who is that girl? Let's get her out of here. That was so out of pocket. That was so out of line. Like, who is she?" And so I'm not even saying shit. Everyone around me is just like mad because this girl like grabbed me, was trying to press me, and they pointed her, and she comes back over and she's screaming at me again. She's like, "You need to fucking humble yourself." And don't get me wrong, this last story I just told definitely doesn't make me look very humble, but I mean, when it comes to like meeting my fans, I'm never a cunt. Like, I'm never, never. Like
that is, I will back that up on
so
that.
That is so true.
One.
Like, you'll be in a crowd, like in the biggest hurry, suburban in the middle of the street, like almost causing a car accident, and somebody will literally ask for a photo. And you'll
even
be
I sometimes get frustrated. I'm like, "Come on, like, let's go." Right. But it's like she will stop for
no matter what my fans are doing. I'm going to stop and say, "Thank you for supporting me. I love you so much. You know, what can I do for you? I love you. Let's take a photo. Let's take a TikTok." There was, and there's no part of me either that's like, there's no part of me either that's like, "I'm taking photos. I'm so famous. Like, I'm not humble. Like, if you fuck off, like you, like, ever." I'm literally just doing my thing with my friends, taking a fucking photo. There's like, there's no part of me that could be any more quote unquote humble. Like, I'm not like sucking my own dick saying I'm so humble, but I'm saying like, it's not like I was acting without humility in any way. And so she comes up to me again and she's like, "You just need to be so fucking humble. I hate these TikTok famous motherfuckers, whatever, blah, blah, blah." And then she comes at me like ready to fight. And I'm not going to lie, you can take the girl out the trap, but you can't take the trap out the girl, bitch. Like, she's coming at me, pressing me, trying to fight me. And I'm like, "Let's go then." And
I just remember that.
I just remember I was screaming. She was screaming at me, trying to fight me, trying to push me. And I'm like jumping over a table, jumping over my friend's back, trying to fight her back. And all I'm screaming is, "Bet that shit the fuck up. Bet that shit the fuck up." Which is a ridiculous thing to yell. It's just so ridiculous to me. But wait, I'm like, "Bet that shit the fuck up.
What does that even
bet
mean? That shit." I'm like, where were we?
Just bet that shit up. Bet that shit up. You want to fight? Bet that up. Like, if you want to fight with me, let's go. I don't care if there's security around me. You want to fight me? Now I want to fight you. You're a fucking bitch. Bet that shit the fuck up. So I'm screaming at her. She's screaming at me back. She tries to push me. And then my fan that was taking photos with me jumps in front of me and pushes her back. And then she comes at me, charging at me. And I'm ready to fight, like fully ready to fight. And my
security
tackles her to the ground.
Thank God.
And then drags her out. And then she's screaming at me, "If you're going to have that many TikTok followers, you need to be more fucking humble." And I'm like, just humble me down, bitch. Fucking fight me. Fucking fight me. And then she leaves.
Okay, bad baby.
And it was just, was very bad baby of me. It was very ridiculous. And I fully
very
tried to get
Vicky of you.
Very, very, very ridiculous. But
and
there
it
was.
It really was me and Brooke going, "Okay, yeah, hold on one more."
Well, because I'm sorry, and I do apologize for this, because a lot of times I like take like just assume that it's not right. Like someone says Tana's getting fought, it like probably means like someone like looked at her wrong. Oh. No, well, no, no, no. But I don't mean it. But it's like, just like it's like you always be like, oh yeah, this bitch tried to beat me up, but like really all she did was like
all she did was literally look at you.
Because we were taking photos and I like Ari goes, some bitch just swung on Tana, and we were like, okay, like sure, three more.
Yeah, not even saying that in Tana's aspect at all. I'm saying Ari, me, Brooke.
Ari's a liar.
I've never met anyone, as many people in one room that can literally be so exaggerative
and dramatic.
Like, we all do the same thing. I exaggerate every single story too, and it's like fun because we're entertainers.
It's also like we're all just very dramatic individuals. So. Everything that we do, we're just dramatic as fuck.
It's fun.
I'm just saying normally Ari will be like, this bitch tried to fight us, and it's not like actually a fist fight. But like this one was like this girl really trying to fight me for no reason. And then it got really bad. So then they weren't there. They came up. And then as she was getting dragged out, it was just a mess. I'm not even kidding you. I tried to fight this bitch and my fan fully jumped in front of her was ready to fight. And it was just, it reminded me that like, even though like what we have now, like, of course, I'm still the same, but my fans are just like me. Like she was down to fully fucking throw hands, and it was.
I love that.
It was.
I fought for Lila one time at Pride.
You did. That was my first Pride.
Someone at Pride was like dumb tranny, and I was literally like, "What the fuck?" Jesus? I was in a fight.
We were with Marvel's manager, Charby.
Fully.
It was really spooky.
And somebody literally called me like, yeah.
We're normally very nice, but it's been New York was very hectic because like
a homeless person came up to us, threw a cigarette at Brooke's head, and then literally hacked a loogie on me.
Yeah, he was on meth. He spit on my face.
He was yelling, "Hail Satan!
I am Satan." I go, really?
He was yelling, "I am Satan."
Nice, he goes, "I am Satan. We are Satan," and we're like, "Sir, we're trying to order those spicy penne vodka,"
and we did.
Wait, happened exactly? Like a homeless man, I wasn't there, I was asleep till 7 p.m.
We were seated at a restaurant and the guy came up to Paige and he was like, "Hey, like, I am Satan." And she was like, "Right." You know how Paige does.
Yeah.
She was like, "Right." And we asked the server, we were like,
hey, then the server came over, tried to take our order. And
yeah, and we go, "Do you mind like just like telling him to like maybe like
and he goes, I can't."
Because in New York, people just come up to your table.
Right,
I
understand that. There's like at a certain point, it's like, what can you do? But he literally was like, "No, sorry." And then the guy started like literally like doing satanic rituals and
like full exorcism.
And then threw a cigarette at my head. So.
But then, and then what'd you say to him?
What did I say to him?
I don't think you.
Oh, I did this. I went. There was like a COVID divider. There was like a plastic divider in between me and him. So I was feeling safe. So I literally looked at him and I went.
Wait, no.
And then he spit. For the audio listeners, I stuck my tongue out at him like literally a 5-year-old kid. I literally stuck my tongue out at him and he spit in my face and I suddenly forgot that there was a divider and it was like fucking Men in Black. I went back so fast.
Dodgeball.
Were you like, ah! It was, and I was like, oh my God, this man just spit on me. Of course it didn't actually get on me, but I was like, that's what I get.
Without the divider, chucked the cigarette, literally ash went all over the bread, in the olive oil, a cigarette hit. Brooke
in my Diet Coke, there was like ash. I still
And then
drank
he
it.
Walked around the divider. The divider was in front of her face and she goes,
I went.
And he spit in your fucking
and
eyes.
And he hacked a loogie. He literally goes.
I just thought it was funny. I was like,
there was a point, actually, this is where I was actually really bad. Chris kept trying me fully. This was after a dinner. You guys are going to disagree with me, but
she doesn't want me to stand beside her. She keeps telling stories, but she wants me to disagree with her so bad.
Well, it's because Chris thinks it's a funny bit to play my old music that's like,
no,
sucks.
Can I tell you what really happened? This is what happened. We're in the car, okay? And I've been making fun of Chris for days because I watch his little World Star like rapping video all the time and I make fun of him.
For when he's like 12.
It's my favorite thing to do. He's 12. He's so funny. He was actually so talented. At that time, his brain moved like way faster than it does today. And he still is so talented, but like that video is crazy. I love that video. I watch it all the time. I make everyone watch it.
Was that the one you sent to me literally at 5 a.m. when I was in her bed and you were like, please play this out loud?
And it's so funny to
basically,
me.
Basically, my on again, off again boyfriend is a rapper, but he started at like 12 years old. So there's a lot of funny videos of him at like 12 years old.
And he's like freestyling in like the radio, like at the radio station. And it's such a funny video. We make fun of him with it. But it's not really making fun. It's like funny. So we do that to him all the time. That's a little backstory. I'm in an Uber the other day, or we were in an Uber in New York. And I go, "Can I request a song, please?" And I said, "Can you please play Without You by Tana Mojo?"
No, W.
No, but, well, he went rogue on that one. I requested Without You.
Okay, fair.
And he goes, "I could do you one better."
Which
and he
would
plays
have been better.
W by Tana Mojo. a song of hers that is public, like it's on the, it's
literally Apple Music.
Okay, but to be fair, I guess this is like, you guys don't know this, but Chris's favorite bit is like, if I piss him off, he's gonna play Hefner in the car and like laugh at me because he's like a real rapper. So he,
I had no backstory. So I was just like, okay, like that's really like, whoa.
And we just stayed at the W twice together. And the entire time we're at the W, he's making fun of me and my fucking song W, being like, I'm at the W. Every 10 seconds. Like it got to the point where I was like, okay, I get it. It's funny, but like, shut the fuck up.
Her
like,
voice so didn't annoying. Even come in on the track before she got out of our mood, moving.
No,
car
so he started playing W again.
She said tuck and roll.
No, and I was just already pissed because I was like, God, stop playing my music as a joke. Like, you're so annoying. I can make you the butt end of the joke a million times. I choose not to a lot of the time.
But it was me. I requested
But I didn't
song.
Know this at the time, and I thought Chris was doing it to piss me off. So we're fully in a moving SUV going down the street, and I try to like jump out and tuck and roll into the middle
on
of the street.
Account.
Gonna get banned.
But I was just so mad at Chris. I was like, I'm gonna get out and Uber on my own. Like, stop playing my music as a joke. Like, I will play your music as a joke, but I don't do that to you.
Poor guy. He literally, they fought for hours. And she's like, all you wanna do is embarrass me for hours. And we were like, oh my God. And I'm like, I keep going, I requested it. I requested the song.
Poor Chris just takes the blame.
No, but like, fuck poor Chris. Like, I'm not the butt end of your fucking joke. And I was just
I get it. I hate that. That's like the most embarrassing thing. I hate when people like try to embarrass
me. Yeah, it just felt very
people.
Pick me.
And so I do get that for sure, but it was
calling
like, Chris I had requested the song
calling
and
Chris Smiles a pick me.
Yeah, and Chris Smiles what? Is such a
just
pick
like,
me.
We get it, Chris. Like, I don't make you right. the butt end of my every joke. And he was just, the whole night was already annoying. And like, the whole trip was already annoying. And I was just like, fucking stop. And, but then I tried to get out of the moving SUV. And then
and then literally 2 seconds later, the guy who was driving the SUV, she goes, can I have the aux back? And he goes, no, lost privileges. And we're like, okay. And then all of a sudden we hear it go, click. He locks the car. We're
like, my best
and roll thing that you've been doing. Like, what's up with that?
It's just like, if I don't want to be in the car, I'm going to get out of it. That's I will tuck and do. Roll. But it's a bad habit. And I've worked on it a lot over the years. I've been doing that since I was 14. If I don't want to be in a car, I don't care. If we're literally on the fucking 105, I'm getting out right then and there. It's a I just did it the other day at the Grove. I can't even lie. Like, if the Uber driver makes me uncomfortable.
Like on Brooke's account?
No. This is on Chris's account. But if someone if someone makes me uncomfortable in a car, I'm fucking tuck and rolling. I'm sorry. No more tuck and rolling out of cars. I'll vow to you on the podcast right now. I will not be in a car of yours again and ever tuck and roll out of it. I promise you.
I'll bet money that won't happen. I honestly would.
God, if just like, Chris, just don't play my fucking
car. Kyla's in there like... I had the best time. Wait, that was like, I'm like, thanks,
all
Dan,
those stories,
mommy,
and they're like, I had the best time in New York.
Yeah, but you were only awake 3 hours a day.
No, I had a great time. There were a lot of great times. Those
Montana
were just the negative
got this,
highlights.
Like, insane, like fully kicked French Montana out of this penthouse, 3-story New York penthouse, 2 balconies. Like,
well,
insane.
We applied for it. French Montana applied for it. They picked us. French Montana couldn't stay there.
Yeah,
we had a great penthouse.
That's not our fault.
It was a really incredible apartment. It was a really great trip. Honestly,
and
I'm really grateful. And it was a really perfect group.
Well, that's why I like getting a nice penthouse, because it's like, oh, I can sleep in this beautiful place.
Right.
And like, go watch my New York vlog. I need the money.
It was definitely one for the books. And Fashion Week is always hectic, but this one definitely took it out of the water. There were a lot of great moments as well and fun stuff. We're just highlighting on the negative stuff because I think that's
funny to us. Such an amazing time.
All amends were made. Chris and I are good. Hunter, we love Hunter. It was just not his week of being the best friend. Now that we've been back in LA, nothing's really happened. I've been at my house lately. I had a terrible night the other night with this IV lady. Were you there?
She almost bit the
dust. The story time on TikToks, and that's how I knew about it.
I called Brooke. I go, did you hear?
Well, were you there the first night that this ever happened?
No.
So basically this is the thing that a lot of people know, but for hangovers and just, I've always had the weakest immune system. Just like genetically, I get sick so easily. So ask Amari, since literally I always get fucking sick. I always am taking antibiotics. I'm always fucking sick.
Yeah, it's the genetics.
It's also probably poor, like true. And just like the way I was raised, like it's not like I ever ate healthy or learned to treat my body
healthy. The way we, like,
no, I have a shitty immune system too. I get it.
But I mean, on top of that, it's not like I ever learned to take care of myself. So now I'm just at this place where it's like I get sick so easily and I try to take care of myself. So I get a lot of IVs where it's like I order an IV to the house and I get the vitamins, I get everything to try to,
but
like,
you hate needles, right?
But I've gotten terrified. Over that fear a lot now because I've gotten so many IVs. Like literally yesterday my IV girl was like, you're so good at this, and I was like, you don't know the old me. I used to scream and freak
That's
out.
That's what I thought happened.
No, but I mean, no, a little glutathione, it fixes your liver. If you drink, you just get it in an IV, you get
I've never gotten one.
If you get an IV with glutathione in it and you have a hangover, it just fixes your hangover completely. Glutathione. It fixes your liver instantly. So if you're hungover and you get that in your IV, instantly your hangover's fixed.
Send me his number.
So where were you on Ari's birthday when I was literally throwing up until 9 p.m. the next day?
She didn't listen. Zofran, too, for the nausea. It's like a whole thing. So I always get IVs, and we work really well with this IV company. But the thing about this IV company is it's very much like Uber or Postmates. They send a random person with IV certification to your house. 9 times out of 10, they're great people. I've had a few 1 times out of 10 where they're not the best. Whether that's a creepy guy hitting on you the whole time, whether I've had an IV in my arm, I had a guy like slap the fuck out of it to like check me. I started bawling. My blood was going everywhere. It was ridiculous. But one time we had this IV lady where we were all in the movie theater and she comes in and we're all watching a movie. Triggered. And she's pausing the movie. Yeah, Brooke hates the word movie.
The word movie theater scares me for you too.
But we're all in the movie theater. There's like 20 of us. And she comes in to give me an IV. And she pauses the movie and she's screaming at everyone. Every person in the movie theater, like everyone. And she's like, I am the best IV lady in all of LA. I'm the best one. I promise you, I'm the best one. And everyone's like, what, what? She makes
impersonation.
She makes every single person in the movie theater take down her phone number because she's the best. And keep in mind, everyone else around me is like, bitch, I just take a fucking hangover patch or like drink some water. Like no one else wants this. You know, it's like, and normally you get an IV in silence. Like they just come in, they put it in, like you say hi, they give it to you, they leave. She's screaming at everyone. She makes everyone take her phone number. We start playing the movie. She's putting the IV in me. She's whispering in my ear how she's done. Like, she's like, I'm the celebrity IV girl. I've done Tyga. He was so cute. I want to hook up with him. Do you know him? Do you know Tyga?
I'm like, don't. Love that topic.
I'm like, don't get us into Tyga, especially Lila. That's another
round two podcast.
We all have a Tyga story.
Yeah, it's another day. But and she's like, I do Young Thug, I do the Migos, I am the best, I am the best IV lady. She's whispering in my ear, telling me how she wants to hook up with all of them, whatever. She keeps pausing the movie to play this weird ass music. Like it's like, it's not even like relaxing music. Like I don't want to say it's satanic because that's like overdramatic, but I mean it's like weird sounds. I don't know how to explain it. Like exactly, like okay. Very haunted, like
very Halloween horny, creepy,
but weird other languages in the music. And I'm not saying foreign. I'm saying like tongues. Like it's like not normal. Pausing the movie to play this. She gives me this IV the whole time, and then she doesn't leave for like an hour and a half after the IV either. Keep in mind, they normally come in, give you your IV, you pay them, you tip them, they go. And she's like sitting there telling me all about her life. Like keep in mind too, after an IV, you just keep the little bandage on for an hour. But she's like holding my arm, like it will be okay. Like it's just fucking weird. She looks straight out of The Conjuring. I never want to like come at someone for their looks, but when they're creepy and strange as is and they have like devil eyes and they're like this little brown haired short lady with the accent that's looking at you so crazy with her crazy eyes, like touching you, very just whatever. And so after she leaves, we tell the IV company, because you can afterwards, they kind of ask you to like rate the experience. You can rate someone like and say they were amazing and you'd love to have them again, and then you get them again and again. Or you can say like, I never want them again. Like, you know what I mean? And we kind of said like, you know, like love her to death. Here's her money. Not a bad rating, but we blatantly say like, we don't want her again. I'm not going to lie. Like we're just, Kyla was freaked out. Everyone was freaked out. It was a super weird experience.
Kyla.
But for real, like cause Kyla's like my moral compass, you know, cause yes. I'm dramatic. So I always look at Kyla and I'm like, was that actually weird or am I being dramatic?
True.
And she was like, that's fucking weird. And so we don't have her again. But then we got back from Vegas and I was super hungover, and so not only do we work with the IV company, but I have my at-home doctor. He's also Kanye's at-home doctor. He's amazing. He comes to the house, he makes sure you're good, he books your IVs, he just does whatever. So I'm very hungover, so he's like prescribing me stuff to like, you know, the hangover pills, I don't know what they're fucking called, I'll like get whatever. And then he sends an IV person to the house and he's like, I'm sending someone to give you an IV. And so I'm laying in bed with Chris and Kyla texts us, the IV person's here. And I'm obviously not gonna go get it. I'm lazy, I'm hungover, I feel like shit. Chris is like, okay, I'm going down. So we're laying in bed like in our pajamas. So Chris gets up to like put on his clothes.
I would have paid to have been there.
Chris gets up to put on his clothes, right? And he takes like 2 minutes. He walks down to the IV lady and he opens the door and she goes, it's the crazy lady. And of course, we already banned her from the like IV company, but my doctor just like called a random IV company and then right. Like, you know, he didn't know she like, she's crazy and whatever. And so Chris opens the door and I hear this from my room. She's screaming at Chris. She goes, I've been waiting out here for 5 minutes. I'm going to leave. And Chris is like, I'm so sorry. I was just putting on my pajamas. I'm coming, like whatever. And normally they're just very down to wait. Like they know, like you're coming to a sick or hungover person. It might be like five minutes. Like it's, that's literally what they do. He's like, it's okay, whatever. She goes, get my fucking stuff. Like, and so Chris is like dragging in her IV stuff, whatever.
I can just imagine Chris like in his pajamas, like carrying the IV.
And like 100%. Fully carrying like, like IV thing. And he's like, whatever. And then she's like, I've been into rooms all day. I'm not going into anyone else's room. Keep in mind, their entire thing is to go up into your room. You're supposed to do it in bed. That's like what they're supposed to do. And so then she's downstairs and Chris comes up to me and Chris is like, hey, you're going to hate to hear this, but it's the crazy IV lady again.
Oh, he knew.
Oh, yeah. Because he was there for like the full other time. And I was like, what? And he was like, no, it's the lady like that was like super crazy in the movie theater. She's screaming at me. He's like holding her IV bag. He's like, she gave me this. I don't know what's going on. She's downstairs screaming to herself, too. Like, I'm the best ever, blah, 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 screaming about how she's like the best and she's not going upstairs and like whatever. And I'm like, dude, and keep in mind, I'll always just get the IV. You need it. You ordered it. It's like $800 a time as well. Right. So it's like, I ordered this. I need it. And I'm like, but I'm this lady screaming at you. You're holding her IV bag. It's $800 a time. I really don't want her to put a needle in me. So I call Kyla and I'm like, hey, let's pay her the $800. Let's tip her as if she did it.
That's
and so
also
there's
been
no difference.
Your new favorite thing, like ordering something or like having a plan to like get a, like an at-home blowout or something, and then literally it being 3 p.m. and you're like,
and she is either Kyla's getting her makeup done or Kyla, girl's getting.
But like, honest question, if her job, honest question, and maybe I'm wrong for this, but if her job is to come there and give the IV. And then I decide that I don't want it for various personal reasons.
No, I think that's very noble, honestly, like you paying them still.
But I'm paying her.
One thing if you were like, I no longer want it. I'm not paying you by.
But if I pay her the $800 and I'm tipping her.
Yeah, go home.
Like she still made the money and then she didn't have to do any work. Like it's, you know,
that's
what I mean?
That's my ultimate goal in life. Game. No work, lots of money.
Like
my
favorite thing. And I'm scared of her. She's really like genuinely, and I'll explain why further. And so I was like, okay, let's pay her. Let's tip her. Let's have a new IV person come in the morning with the company that we work with. Cause I really love an IV to death, but I'm not letting this absolutely insane woman stick an IV in me when she won't even come up into my room and she's screaming at Chris. And like, I used to be very afraid of IVs too. So the hostile energy with me is just like, what are you going to do to me? Like, I just want like
you
a
need
calm,
relaxing energy.
Normally they're very calm and normal. This was again like the one time out of 10. And so Kyla calls her and is like, hey, we're just gonna pay you, we're not gonna do it. And she goes, ugh, hangs up on Kyla. Chris and I are upstairs. She's screaming at the top of her lungs downstairs, like, you said I was the best ever. Let me give you IV. Let me give you IV. Chris goes down. He's like, hey, we would love to just pay you. We're so sorry. She doesn't need it anymore. And then Chris is just trying to make it better. So he's like, she doesn't feel well. She doesn't need it. And she's like, okay. And she's yelling at him again, like, give me my stuff, whatever. And so then Chris thinks she's leaving and comes back upstairs. 5 minutes go by. She knocks on the bedroom door. We both get up to open it. Doesn't even wait. She comes charging in and I'm in the bathroom as is because I just don't feel good and I'm like putting my hair up, drinking water. I'm in the bathroom and Chris is like, it's okay, she doesn't need it. And she's like, no, if she doesn't feel well, I can help her. And what does that even like mean at this point? Like, we already just paid you for the service, like,
right,
we don't want it.
And then
Chris is like, it's gonna be okay. And she's like, no, it's fine. Surpasses Chris, like shoulder checks him, comes in the bathroom, and I'm in the bathroom like hiding and I go, ah! Like I just scream because she's like this lady out of the Conjuring screaming.
You were screaming bloody murder.
Like, no, she just walks in and I don't see her there and I go, ah! Like I just get scared. And so then I run into the like toilet part of the bathroom, lock myself in there, and she's just screaming at Chris. She said I was the best last time. She said I was the best. I took all of her friends' numbers. I took them. She won't leave. She will not leave. Chris is like, it's gonna be okay. It's like, you know, like we gave you the pay, whatever. She's like, it is. It's not about pay. I can make her better. And we're like, what? Like, what does that mean? Like, it's okay. Like, we're fine. Like,
babe, you're gonna hurt me.
Like, fully. I'm just scared. She's screaming. You don't want anyone screaming like that to like shove right. a needle in you. Like, that's like a little strange. And so then Chris is like, it's gonna be fine. She charges downstairs, back downstairs to her stuff. And then 30 minutes go by of her pacing downstairs, screaming over and over again. She said that was the best ever. She said that was the best ever. Chris is at the top of the stairs, like we're blocking the door. He's going in and out, checking. She's still there. She won't leave. And Chris is like, if it's a guy, I could just like press him, like whatever, but it's a girl. Like, I'm scared. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do, whatever. And finally, Kyla has to call her and tell her, like, we're gonna have to call the police if you don't leave.
Then
Chris and I fully like call 911. And then the second that she kind of sees that we're like upstairs on the phone, she just like runs out. And it, like, no, but I spent the entire night awake. I spent the entire night awake, like terrified this woman was out of The Conjuring. Like, it was traumatizing.
I'm like, thank God you have Simply Safe.
One of my like IV mothers who's the best ever. She's like a mother of two.
But you still needed one the next day. That's what I don't get. Like,
I just still felt like shit.
Yeah.
No, I felt better, but it's like, you know, when you drink a lot, you just like deplete your hydration. And of like, course. If I have to work and actually wake up before 5 p.m. all week, I need to like get back on 10. So I just got my glutathione and my fucking vitamins and moved on. And my Ivy mother like almost teared up. She was like, no one should ever treat you like that. It was so cute.
Shout out, Laura. And honestly, if like 3 weeks ago, I wouldn't have believed you, but I've had so many situations now where I'm like, okay, wait, she's serious. This girl's no joke.
Not gonna lie, obviously the first half of this podcast was me just being annoying and annoyed with people, but intuition wise this woman is terrifying.
You have really, really great intuition.
But then I posted this TikTok and we got several other comments and video responses of people in LA saying they really? Ordered an IV and got her.
No way.
And she was like screaming at them and she's always like this. No, this is just through my doctor. Like, she's just, I mean, but she also was on IV doc, but then we blocked her from that.
Of course.
So then it was like a whole thing or whatever. But I guess my doctor called me back and told me she had like a bunch of bad reviews and they're gonna like review her and like whatever. So it was like a real thing, but it was just like a traumatizing experience. I don't know.
I'll see you next week.
So we're sorry, New York. Lila's gonna keep daddying. Hunter, we still love you, even though that was tragic. Order your IVs with caution. Brooke, I love you. I'm sorry we fought over lip liner and
I ordered us 5 new ones.
Thank God. If I hear literally the word brown lip liner one more time, I become a bit now.
It's like, okay, like we get it. Where's the fuck is the brown lip liner? But she'd be like so mad at me, Brooke, you don't have the brown lip liner. Like, first of all, bitch, it's mine. It's mine. It's not even yours.
Every day, every night, no matter where we went.
Tana would be in bed. She'd be like, where's the brown lip liner?
She'd go, Chris.
Fuck.
And then literally she'd be asking Chris.
No,
for
yeah,
it.
I'd be asleep. Chris would be like, Brooke,
what's the name of it? Morphe
brown lip liner. Morphe makeup talk.
I'm like, so Morphe, we love your makeup talk lip liner. Please. Everyone check it out.
Like, send Chris and Tana would be like at the club and Chris is calling Kyla like, Tana wants to know where the brown lip liner's at.
Like, literally, like, shut the fuck up.
Babe, she's at the club in the dark. Like, I would love to see Dallas Tana.
Well, we love you so much. Thank you for tuning into this very scandalous episode of Canceled. Hopefully you still stand us and so we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Love you.
Cheers, bitches.
Tana Mosher is canceled.
A DWE Talent Production.